imagine the mind control, the arrogant brainwashing. They think we're so stupid that I could play you hours, you've all seen it, of every leftist talk show and mainline talk show in America, ABC, NBC, CBS, NPR, Washington Post, your local newspaper, saying white people are inherently evil. And all this asinine garbage run by the deep state, run by Hollywood, and then saying it's so good that white people will soon disappear, that will create virtue. Well, Hitler said that certain groups didn't have virtue and deserved to die. That's what the left's basically saying today. In fact, we all need to die. There's too many of us. Support the babies. Sterilize people under transgenderism. Push not just government-sponsored, but government-forced and bullied euthanasia. Forced suicide. Government murder. So they're the bad guys. And they wrap themselves in this leftist liberal mantle of holier-than-thou. And countless newscasts, countless ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center press conferences, that if people talk about replacement migration, they are Nazis. But it's an official UN plan since they got founded in the late 40s. It's in documents since then over and over again. I'll show you some in a moment. But this clip has gone viral of Chuck Schumer saying we need to replace Americans that aren't reproducing with third world populations, a permanent underclass. They control who they say will then vote Democrat and keep them in power. The globalists in the EU are using the same tactics. So here's Chuck Schumer yesterday.
Now more than ever, we're short of workers. We have a population that is not reproducing it on its own with the same level that it used to. The only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants, the Dreamers and all of them, because our ultimate goal is to help the Dreamers but get a path to citizenship for all 11 million or however many undocumented there are here.
First thing I want to start drilling into is the UN official plan going back to when it was founded in 1946, 47, officially in 47, at the Presidio Naval Base in San Francisco, was to get rid of borders and merge countries so there's no culture that has its own culture and its own independence. And then by the 70s, they developed a plan called replacement migration to encourage the first world not to have children, and then replace them with third world populations that were more easily managed and controlled, who never had any history of freedom. The globalists are in competition with the Western Christian ideal of the Renaissance and upward mobility. They want you to own nothing and have nothing and like it, as they say. You don't have air conditioning or a car, but you don't have heating in the winter, but Klaus Schwab has five private jets, and that's okay because he's Klaus Schwab. Well, now yesterday, this has really taken the internet by storm. We covered it yesterday, but we get back into it today. Chuck Schumer said, we need totally open borders because people in America aren't having enough kids. We got to replace those that are dying. Well, I have the official UN replacement migration plans from just 2 years ago. But if you talk about it, you get taken off the internet because the ADL is God and says that's not allowed. Here's Chuck Schumer yesterday.
Now more than ever, we're short of workers. We have a population that is not reproducing it on its own with the same level that it used to. The only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants, the Dreamers, and all of them, because our ultimate goal is to help the Dreamers but get a path to citizenship for all 11 million or however many undocumented there are here.
All right, so here's a brief supercut. There's hours of this. The deep staters and their minions saying you're not allowed to talk about bringing in foreigners to replace a dying population. Here's that supercut. We'll be right back to launch the full broadcast.
It seems harder and harder to ignore that the echoes of replacement theory and other racially motivated views are increasingly coming out into the open.
In a few years, we're going to be a majority brown country. White people will not be the majority in the country anymore.
This will be the first generation ever in American history in which whites will be a minority of the generation at some point.
As of 2007, every year babies being born in this country, whites now are the minority.
In 2044,
Everyone is going to be a minority.
As the demographics change, as white people become the minority in the country, which is coming.
Demographics is destiny.
Demographics is destiny.
Demographics is destiny, right? The country is changing.
I've been saying it here. Other people have been saying it here for years now, even before Donald Trump. The demographics is destiny.
The white population is declining for the first time in history in America, while the number of multiracial Americans have more than doubled.
So we live in a country where the demographics are changing. It's becoming less white.
Correct.
Okay.
You'll be announcing that we're calling the 38 electoral votes of Texas for the Democratic nominee for president. It's changing. It's going to become a purple state and then a blue state because of the demographics, because of the population growth.
The growth in Texas has been almost entirely driven by non-white population growth, mostly by Hispanic and Latino population growth.
The idea that, whites will not be the majority, I mean, it's an exciting transformation of the country. It's an exciting evolution and progress of our country in many different ways.
The white population is declining. It was always on the upswing. So that speaks to the beautiful diversity of America. It speaks to how that population will, the demographics will weigh in politically.
I believe anybody who echoes a replacement is to blame, not for this particular crime, but it's for no purpose except profit and or political benefit. And it's wrong. It's just simply wrong.
Until about 150 years ago, cultures all over the world believed that people got sick and died in many cases in the winter because of something called vapors. They associated these poisonous vapors with cold weather. Of course, it wasn't the cold weather or catching a chill that killed people. What was killing people was a lack of vitamin D3. You see, the sun via your skin helps your body produce vitamin D3. But if you're not getting enough sun, you will not produce vitamin D3, and then it's very easy for viruses and other things to start replicating and taking your body over. So now it's more important than ever, because the winter's here, to take high-quality vitamin D3, and we have the best with our vitamin D3 gummies with calcium for better upload into your body for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Don't wait. Support the InfoWar and your immune system with vitamin D3 gummies at InfoWarsStore.com. Chucky Schumer really captured the attention of the internet. It's really the top story out there, just from my perusal of a lot of different sites and platforms, that Schumer came out and said that we need to replace the dying American population that's not having enough children with foreigners. And he used the term replace. Well, that's an official UN plan, the replacement system. If you talk about it to show the documents, the ADL calls for you to be taken off air or censored or put in prison in some speeches, when it's being promoted by the globalists, not just here, but in Europe as well, to bring in permanent underclasses. We've got all the SPLC reports, the rest of it. But then meanwhile, we have the left all cheering, saying white people are inherently evil and inherently bad and need to be replaced. So it's just anti-white racism, because the left sees the world as 90% non-white. And so a ruling class of white people can then play racial politics and try to play brown people off against what's left of white people. It is called divide and conquer, plain and simple. That is all coming up. Also, Republicans, it's official, because now the Washington Post says so, win back control of the House with narrow majority. McConnell, reelected Senate GOP leader, not going anywhere. Nancy Pelosi announced future plans if the GOP wins the House. House Republicans launch Hunter Biden probe, alleged president played active role in son's business dealings. Well, it's in all the damn emails and videos and audio recordings. They were directly under the command of the head of Chinese intelligence. That's all confirmed. House Republicans allege Biden directly involved in business dealings with son Hunter. Now they'll also allege that the sky is blue and then birds fly in the air and say tweet, tweet, tweet. So we're going to be going over all of that today. And then more incredible announcements out of the G20 meeting of world government, world taxes, world surveillance, carbon taxes, vaccine passports, just incredible. But then even on their own Twitter and Instagram sites run by the WEF, the ADL comes in and says, now this doesn't exist. They actually run it, and they put announcements up saying there's no world government and there's no new world order. So simultaneously, that's 1984. World government's good. It's going to run your life. It's going to totally take control of you. You'll own nothing. You'll have nothing. And you're going to be replaced. But if you don't like it, we're going to replace you faster and shut your bank account off. Absolutely insane. I've got a bunch of key clips and information along that front. And speaking of censorship, we all saw when Google, parent company of YouTube, brought down a Kanye West Drink Champs interview. Well, now they're going on to Google servers and into people's servers that they think is their private Google account, and they are erasing it off of your own, what you think are your own private servers. Google deletes Kanye West interview video of personal Google drives. This is the next level of big tech total censorship. Well, they want everything on the cloud so they can delete everything in real time in a high-tech version of Joe Stalin, famously airbrushing out political opposition that he'd had killed or sent to the gulags from newspapers and from other publications. So that's all coming up today and so much more. And as I said, I'll also be taking phone calls. Please don't forget, Christmas is almost here, and you should do your Christmas shopping earlier and get great products that enrich yourself, your immune system, and your overall lifestyle. And you should do your Christmas shopping now, because I can tell you we're going to keep the giant sale going for at least a few more weeks until everything sells out. It's the mega blowout Black Friday comes early sale, up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776 at checkout. And despite the fact we're going to sell out of Vitamin Mineral Fusion, X3, DNA Force Plus, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Vitamin D3 Gummies with Zinc, Vaso Beats, Alpha Power, Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, Ultra 12, the highest quality B12 you're going to find anywhere taken out of the tongue. Despite the fact it's all selling out very quickly, we're going to keep it on sale till it sells out. It'll be months till more comes in, but we need the funds now. And I appreciate the viewers and the listeners and all of your incredible support. So take advantage of these big sales while these products last. We'll continue mega sales right through Christmas, but almost everything will be gone. You won't be able to get it at those prices. So now is the time to act to support the broadcast, boost your immune system, have a better life, be healthier, and also not battle crowds and the rest of it. Support the broadcast. Do your Christmas shopping. Give friends and family the great products from InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I am not going to bore you with all the attacks that we're under, not just publicly, but behind the scenes. But your prayers and support of this broadcast are so critical. And the tactics they're using against InfoWars, they're planning to use against you and your family under their world government plan. We'll be getting to next segment. But imagine the mind control, the arrogant brainwashing. They think we're so stupid that I could play you hours, you've all seen it, of every leftist talk show and mainline talk show in America, ABC, NBC, CBS, NPR, Washington Post, your local newspaper, saying white people are inherently evil. And all this asinine garbage run by the deep state, run by Hollywood, and then saying it's so good that white people will soon disappear, that will create virtue. Well, Hitler said that certain groups didn't have virtue and deserved to die. That's what the left's basically saying today. In fact, we all need to die. There's too many of us. Abort the babies. Sterilize people under transgenderism. Push not just government-sponsored, but government-forced and bullied euthanasia. Forced suicide. Government murder. So they're the bad guys. And they wrap themselves in this leftist liberal mantle of holier-than-thou. Countless newscasts, countless ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center press conferences, that if people talk about replacement migration, they are Nazis. But it's an official UN plan since they got founded in the late 40s. It's in documents since then over and over again. I'll show you some in a moment. But this clip has gone viral of Chuckie Schumer saying we need to replace Americans that aren't reproducing with third world populations, a permanent underclass. They control who they say will then vote Democrat and keep them in power. The globalists in the EU are using the same tactics. So here's Chuckie Schumer yesterday.
Now more than ever, we're short of workers. We have a population that is not reproducing it on its own with the same level that it used to. The only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants, the Dreamers, and all of them, because our ultimate goal is to help the Dreamers, but get a path to citizenship for all 11 million or however many undocumented there are here.
And advertise all this free stuff if you get to Europe or the United States, but then citizens like David Icke, if they criticize forced injections, he can't travel to Europe. And similar things here. You can't travel. You can't leave your house if they say you can't. But everybody else can just come on, come on, come on, come on. So let's show some of the documents. Great Replacement. Schumer calls for blanket amnesty of millions of illegals to offset declining U.S. population. It has all the videos, all the links, and the U.N. documents there for you. Revealed, U.N. plan to flood America with 600 million migrants. That's their number. That's from 2018. We were the first to really break this big. When it was out of the public consciousness and national media attacked us and said we were evil and we were bad, it wasn't true, but they never actually fact-checked the documents. And here are the documents. The UN is pushing the dangerous replacement migration conspiracy theory, but it's good when they actually push it as a reality. Here's one of the documents from the year 2000. Population Division, Department of Economic and Social Affairs, United Nations. You can read the whole report for yourself. And it goes on and on. Southern Poverty Law Center, the racist great replacement theory explained. Doesn't exist. It's white supremacist. You're totally insane if you talk about it. And here's another executive summary from the UN pushing it with their framework for replacement migration. It's their word. It's their name. And then the mind control is so great, you're not supposed to talk about it when they do it in your face. And here's the UN document yet again. I suggest everybody go read it. But also, if you criticize forced injections or lockdowns, the ADL says you're a white supremacist and gives Albert Bourla, the head of Pfizer, who forced this deadly Joseph Mengele shot on us, but we have the Nuremberg Code, literally Joseph Mengele 2.0, but you're a Nazi if you don't let us inside your body to control what you're doing. This is an invasion of our bodies, an invasion of our sovereignty, a total takeover. But don't worry. FTX gave more than $30 million running its own fake studies to then create fake studies so they could try to ban hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, and more. And the ADL backed them up, too, and said you're anti-Semitic if you talk about any type of alternate treatment. You don't like open borders. If you question elections, if you question forced injections, you are a Nazi. That's the official Joe Biden battle plan from June of 2021. As well. But they've got a problem. Even NBC News admits anti-vaxxers were right, and the shots are causing 100 times plus, not 100%, 100 times increase in heart attacks, myocarditis. And then here's a whole another report on that as well. But it's okay because the UN has all these propaganda commercials that I'm going to air when we come back, telling you how fashionable and how incredibly cool it is for everybody to be under this and to live under these systems. So this is all UN directed. I remember in 2017, there was a big NBC headline. There was a Reuters headline as well that both showed George Soros with the head of the UN replacement migration program, the refugee program, saying, oh, we give multi-thousand euro, multi-thousand dollar cards without any names on it to people to get them out of their countries in the Middle East and Africa and poor areas of Asia, Latin America, into Europe, into the United States. And then we've massed them at UN refugee centers near the border and then flood the borders. Meanwhile, here in the U.S., we already have open borders, but it will supercharge that flooding. It'll turbocharge it. If they get rid of Title 42, which Biden says he is, where the government won't even have the power if you are a convicted felon, a pedophile, an arsonist, a murderer, to deport you. No power to deport, basically, period, beyond castrating what's left of ICE. And then ICE will be used to keep us in. And it is a domestic control system with the TSA they've already announced to be on the streets of America. But everybody else can come to the country. You just can't get out of the country unless you are a good little globalist. So that's all coming up in the next segment, straight ahead, Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. We've also got a lot of shocking new video of Biden beyond brain dead, beyond dementia, not knowing where he's at, world leaders like Turkey's leader trying to talk to him. He can't even talk to him. Erdogan looks completely perplexed. Also, new photos on Infowars.com of Biden's weird written instructions, like he's a dog. You will walk. You will sit. You will talk. You will read. You will get up. You will walk to the left. And Biden mumbles over all of these, showing the true puppet behavior we're dealing with. And another video of the new puppet prime minister in the UK with the puppet leader Trudeau calling Zelensky up. They look like two schoolgirls sitting there giggling and snickering while they do it. And then we're going to get back into FTX. They now have the chapter bankruptcy trustee that ran the Enron takeover has now taken over FTX, and he says it's worse than even Enron. He's never seen anything this bad. Total fraud, total money laundering, total scam. But don't worry, it'll all get swept under the rug, ladies and gentlemen. So that's who these people are. They lie to you with the elections they steal and with the PCR tests that are a fraud and with the central banks and with the hijacking of cryptocurrencies. Everything they do is just a lawless criminal operation. But it was the internet that exposed Sam Bankman-Fried and fried their big operation. It will continue to fry everything these criminals are up to. And that's why they're so upset. And that's why they're so scared. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been studying the globalists for more than 30 years, and I have tracked the fact they're obsessed with keeping the general population of the planet, particularly America, from producing our own free market solutions and ideas. They want monopolies over the economy. And we saw that in the last 3 years, blocking therapeutics, blocking scientists and researchers that expose the truth about COVID and its origins or its treatment. And there have been so many great telephonic sites and organizations and groups that popped up with the therapeutics that saved potentially millions of lives, bare minimum, hundreds of thousands. But now, the platinum standard of medical doctor researcher, Dr. Peter McCullough, working with other top doctors from around, not just the U.S., but Canada and around the world, have come up with OnlineHealthNow.com, the wellness company, so that it's a one-stop shop. So when they take over Big Pharma, when Big Pharma takes over local medicine, the answer is going to doctors, going to organizations and groups that actually care about you and aren't working with the power structure. That's how free market works. And it's so important, believe me, my own life, my family's life, that I had Patriot doctors and telephonic medicine during the heat of the pandemic that saved members of my family's life. And I felt like I was dying, I think saved my life. But now, the platinum standard in this, Dr. Peter McCullough, is heading up a major organization to bring this revolution to the general public. So this is a revolutionary act, ladies and gentlemen, taking control of your health freedom today at OnlineHealthNow.com with the wellness company. Dr. Peter McCullough, spend a few minutes telling us about this revolutionary action.
Alex, thanks for introducing the most positive development we've seen now in decades. For the last 3 years, we've had a continuance of fear in dark news day by day by day. It's so wonderful to bring you a positive solution, the wellness company. We have tremendous physician leadership, wonderful e-commerce support staff, have a website that is second to none, a cell phone app, and it's up and running. This alternative healthcare system has uncensored content, virtual appointments with doctors, other healthcare providers, and integrates with community pharmacies, your local laboratory and in vitro diagnostics, imaging companies, treatment packages, real expertise in acute and post-COVID syndrome, vaccine injury syndromes, all your usual primary care needs, certainly handling prescription needs on demand, and then has holistic products in an online store, including nutraceuticals and supplements, all in one package, the Wellness Company, for a low monthly price. Each and every one of you are invited to join this nationwide platform and get assistance when you really need it. Let's never have a situation with COVID-19 like we had where people could not get access to care. I'm so proud to be a part of this new venture.
This is exactly what we need, so we're not sucker punched when they try the next viral release out of one of their labs. OnlineHealthNow.com, OnlineHealthNow.com. now.com. I had dozens of other great telephonic groups and organizations on that did a great job in the last 3 years. But now you guys are creating an umbrella group, bring everybody together and take it to the next level. Everybody should bookmark it. You should call. You should sign up today. Because not just the prescriptions, not just the meetings, not just the diagnostics, not just meeting with the doctors and others, but the amount of free information and the studies and the reports and the facts and the information is a brain trust, now more important than ever with all the big tech censorship we're seeing over our health. Onlinehealthnow.com. Thank you so much, Dr. Peter McCullough.
Thank you.